In our effort to foster a safer and inclusive environment for all, it's very important that we discuss microaggressions. Microaggressions are subtle acts of discrimination that occur in everyday interactions. They're often unintentional and may go unnoticed. However, for the recipient, these seemingly insignificant actions can accumulate over time, resulting in significant harm to mental and emotional well-being. Microaggressions can be classified in three categories. Microassaults. These involve explicit discriminatory statements or actions that are intentional but are usually expressed in private. Microinsults. These are subtle snubs or insensitive comments that convey a negative message to someone based on their marginalized group. And micro-invalidations. These comments or actions dismiss, negate, or nullify a person's feelings, thoughts, or experiences related to their marginalized identity. Microaggressions can have significant negative effects on the mental and emotional well-being of individuals who experience them. Repeated experiences of microaggressions can lead to chronic stress and anxiety. Individuals who experience them may start to doubt their abilities or worthiness, and microaggressions can chip away at a person's self-esteem, making them feel unworthy or inadequate. It's essential to acknowledge and confront microaggressions in order to address them, both as individuals and as a society. Learn about microaggressions and their effects on marginalized groups. Educate yourself on the experiences of others and recognize any privilege that you may hold. Reflect on your behavior and language to identify any unconscious biases or stereotypes that may lead to microaggressive behavior. Be an ally. If you witness a microaggression, speak up or support the person affected. Encouraging others to be aware of their actions can promote inclusive, safer environments. Practice empathy. Try to put yourself in the shoes of someone experiencing microaggressions. Understanding their perspective can help you become more sensitive to others' feelings and experiences. And apologize and learn. If you realize that you've committed a microaggression, apologize sincerely and use it as a learning opportunity to grow and avoid future instances. Microaggressions are pervasive and can have serious consequences for individuals who experience them. By understanding and acknowledging microaggressions, we can actively work to dismantle this subtle form of discrimination that permeates our society. Let's work together to create a more inclusive, empathic environment where everyone feels safe, valued, and respected. While microaggressions can be experienced by anyone from a marginalized group, individuals who identify as two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, non-binary, queer, or questioning, 2SLGBTQ+, and Black, Indigenous, and people of color often face unique forms of these subtle slights. In this part of our discussion, we'll delve into specific microaggressions that target these communities and ways to address them. 2SLGBTQ+ microaggressions. These can range from assuming everyone is heterosexual, which is referred to as heteronormativity, to denying the existence of non-binary genders. Examples include asking inappropriate questions about a person's body, using incorrect pronouns, asking questions about a person's sex life, or expressing surprise when someone doesn't look or sound like their gender identity. For members of racialized communities, microaggressions often take the form of racial or ethnic stereotypes, cultural appropriation, or colorblind ideologies. They can be as overt as crossing the street to avoid a person of color, or as subtle as complimenting a person of color for being articulate or for speaking good English, implying it's unexpected for them to do so. Intersectionality recognizes that people can belong to multiple marginalized groups, and their experiences of discrimination overlap and interact. For example, someone who is Black or Indigenous may also identify as part of the 2SLGBTQ+ community. They may face microaggressions related to both their race and their sexual or gender identity. How can we address microaggressions against members of these communities? Listen to the experiences and feelings of individuals from these communities without interruption or defensive response. This can validate their experiences and make them feel heard. Respect identities. Use correct pronouns and respect individuals' identities. If you're unsure, it's better to ask respectfully than to make assumptions. Reject stereotypes. Challenge and refuse to perpetuate stereotypes. Instead, recognize and appreciate the diversity within these communities. Take an intersectional approach. Acknowledge and address the intersecting identities of people, understanding that their experience of microaggressions can be complex and multi-layered. And allyship. Stand up against microaggressions when you witness them. This can involve calling out inappropriate comments, supporting the individual affected, and working to create safer spaces for everyone. Microaggressions against members of these communities can be deeply ingrained in our interactions. By actively working to recognize and challenge these behaviors, we can help to foster a more inclusive, respectful, and equitable society. Change begins with individual actions, and every step that we take to combat microaggressions contributes to a broader cultural shift towards acceptance and understanding.